Here's the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this September 23rd of 2024. If there's one part of the MAGA takeover of the Republican Party that always leaves me the most dumbfounded and bemused, it's how the once Republican Party establishment tries to absolve itself of where Republican politics reside today. It's not like Donald Trump or MAGA just appeared out of nowhere like magic, poof. No, this was always the inevitable result of Republican politics. For example, on ABC's This Week, former New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie lamented about North Carolina's nutjob extreme MAGA gubernatorial candidate Mark Robinson and how he's not only going to lose big, but possibly cost Dear Leader Trump's the state's 16 Electoral College votes. Now, in case you missed it, a CNN report last week said that Robinson, who somehow won the state's lieutenant governor position back in 2020, once proclaimed himself to being a black Nazi on a porn forum site, and he also espoused how he preferred Hitler over Barack Obama. He also allegedly described Martin Luther King as a commie bastard and expressed wishes for slavery to be reinstated. And of course, these extreme statements are just part of a long line of insanity that's been vomited out of Mark Robinson's mouth. Don't forget, he's the same guy who said that he'd use an AR-15 if the government got too big for its britches. He called LGBTQ plus Americans filth. He wants to outlaw all abortions, everyone, all abortions. He once mused that 9/11 may have been an inside job, and he's also used conspiratorial words to diminish the horrors of the Holocaust perpetrated by Adolf Hitler, apparently his hero. But despite all that, and even though polls show that he's losing to Democratic State Attorney General Josh Stein by double digits, Mark Robinson still receiving a bulk of the Republican Party vote in that state because that's where the party is. It's now a party filled with the kinds of people that we'd all ignore on news commentary sessions because of the uninformed, ignorant, racist, misogynistic, uneducated, conspiracy-laden, backcrap, insane, crazy stuff that they'd always say. But with Dear Leader Trump at the helm, who does all that in just one Truth Social posting, it's where the MAGA Republican Party is today, but that doesn't mean it just popped out of nowhere. If you listen to right-wing talk radio like I did during the last 30 years or so, you get an understanding of where this party has always been headed. Right-wing talk radio and also right-wing podcasting now is all about victim blaming. It's all about blaming the other. It's all about praising corporatism. It's all about attacking marginalized Americans in the name of preserving America or making America great again. That's what right-wing talk radio and that's what right-wing podcasting today is all about. Donald Trump didn't just find this new message that worked on people. He used the exact same messaging that talk radio and that Republicans have adopted and used for years when describing those that they despise. Now, getting back to Chris Christie, while on ABC This Week, last weekend, Christie said, and I'm quoting, "Mark Robinson's tenure in life has shown erratic, sometimes offensive statements over and over again, and Donald Trump supported him and endorsed him, and in fact called him better than Martin Luther King." Christie later said, "As long as Donald Trump is your recruiting agent for candidates in swing states, we're going to continue to get our rear ends handed to us, and Mark Robinson is not going to win this race, can't win this race." Okay, and I've seen some liberals on social media congratulate Chris Christie for saying that. But come on, Chris, while that's all great, let's not pretend this is all Donald Trump's fault, because you're to blame for this as well. All of you so-called old-time Republicans are to blame just as much. Because as Mother Jones editor-in-chief David Corn tweeted to this Chris Christie take, he said, and I quote, "No, the problem is that your GOP has so radicalized your base by exploiting their grievances and paranoia and by tossing them red meat for years that these voters support extremists, hate-mongers, misogynists, and bigots like Robinson. You sowed all this. It goes beyond Trump." It does go beyond Donald Trump. And here's a quick case in point. Listen to Chris Christie using bullying, disgusting language when criticizing both the teachers union and First Lady Jill Biden during the Republican presidential primary just last year.
"And when you have the President of the United States sleeping with a member of the teachers union, there is no chance that you could take the stranglehold away from the teachers union every day."
Now, Mark Robinson has blamed teachers for white shaming, for sexualizing kids, and shaming Republicans without ever showing any evidence. There's two examples of the kind of hateful rhetoric aimed at teachers, and they're both coming from Republicans. Everyone, the second verse is the same as the first. leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.